Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, beginning with the first verse this morning, Mark 8, 1 to 3. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him, and he said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have been with us now for 3 days, and they've had nothing to eat. If I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for many of them came from far. Compassions is one of those characteristics of God. The psalm that we read this morning declared that God is full of compassion. Compassion is more than just an emotion. It is being moved out of pity with tenderness. It leads to kindness, to understanding, to forgiveness, and mercy and grace. It is interesting that in the Psalms, which speaks so often of God being full of compassion, it is usually coupled with his graciousness and his mercy. A God of graciousness, a God of compassion, a God of mercy. It was often declared of Jesus that he had compassion. It is interesting to note the things that moved Jesus with compassion. In the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, verse 40, we read that there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down and saying to him, if you will, you could make me clean. And Jesus, it said, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. This man was begging. This man was kneeling at the feet of Jesus. How far his leprosy had developed, Mark doesn't tell us. But we know that leprosy often was a very disfiguring disease. A person would often be missing a foot or a hand or his nose if it happened to affect his face. And they could become horribly disfigured. When you see a person that has been horribly disfigured, quite often your first response is that of shock. But then there is that response of compassion, that sympathetic feeling that you have towards that person as you As you have the feeling of empathy towards them, you know. And you sort of identify, you think, oh, you know, I wonder how I would feel if I looked like that. This poor man kneeling before Jesus had another aspect of his life that drew the compassion of the Lord. Because of the nature of leprosy, a person who had leprosy became isolated from his family and his friends. A lonely life, a miserable life. And Jesus, seeing this man, realizing his condition of loneliness, isolation, and disfigurement, had compassion on him. Maybe some of you feel very lonely. You feel isolated from meaningful relationships. Your heart is broken. You feel very alone. This moves Jesus with compassion. In the 5th chapter of Mark, verse 19, actually, I'd like to begin at verse 1. And when they had come to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes, when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him one out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, and neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with the stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. You can hardly picture a person in a more pitiful state. A man who is being tormented by an unclean spirit, wild, untamed, living in the tombs, cutting himself with stones. As the leper, his condition had driven him from his family and from his friends, but for a far different reason. As the leper, he probably was quite unsightly. You can picture him with his wild, matted hair, his shaggy beard, the wild look in his eyes, the scars on his body and the fresh marks of blood having cut himself with these stones. You'd see his pitiful naked body. You've seen people today on the streets who are obviously mentally incompetent, sometimes pushing shopping carts with all of their possessions, yelling at the air, dirty, unkept, and your heart goes out to them because of their pitiful condition. No family, no friends to love them, no warm home to go to, driven by unseen forces. And it evokes compassion and pity. The disciples had just returned. Actually, we find then that Jesus has said, when this man begged Jesus after being healed, begged Jesus, I want to stay with you. I want to go with you. Jesus said, no, go home to your friends and tell them the wonderful things that the Lord has done for you, how he had compassion on you. That's where we got to verse 19. Go and tell your family, your friends, what the Lord has done, how he had compassion on you. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 31, Jesus said to his disciples who had just returned from their missionary journey and were giving their report to him, they were weary, he was weary. The people were crowding around, the people were demanding, they were pushing, they were shoving. The disciples really had no time to rest or to even eat. And so Jesus suggested that they get in the ship, go over to the other side, in order that they might have a little R&R. Come ye, he said, yourselves apart into a desert place, and let's rest for a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure, no, not so much as to even eat. And they departed to this desert place by the ship privately. But when they landed on the other side, the people were there waiting. And when Jesus came out of the ship and saw the multitude of people that were there, he was moved, we read in verse 34, with compassion toward them because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Multitudes of people in a quest, in a search, like sheep without a shepherd. That is, they had no one to guide them. Their life was without meaning. They were living aimlessly, no purpose, blindly looking for anything that appeared to be attractive or novel, following every new trend or fad, going from one experience to another, looking for someone who really cared. Sheep without a shepherd, in need of guidance and supervision and a loving, caring shepherd. That's how Jesus saw them. We so often look at the unstable people who we look on to be flighty and shallow, and we often sort of are critical. We think, why don't they get things together? Why do they just waste their lives like that? But Jesus saw their need of someone to guide and someone to direct them, and he was moved with compassion because of their plight, like sheep without a shepherd. Now, in the case that we have before us here in the 8th chapter, beginning with verse 1, in those days the multitude being very great, having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude. Compassion on those who were hungry to hear his word. So hungry to hear his word that they had been there for 3 days without eating. Now the time has come. They need to be dismissed. They need to be sent home. But Jesus has compassion upon them because he knows their physical weakness, 3 days without food. Realizing that some of them would faint on their way home, he commanded his disciples that they should feed them. His compassion, because of their physical weakness and their fainting. The psalmist tells us, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth those that fear him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we're but dust. Here's an example of that. Jesus knew their frame. He knew their weakness. And thus he had compassion upon them because of their weakness. Some of you, because of your weakness, have fainted. You're discouraged. You're wondering if the Lord could ever forgive you. If you are his child, his feeling toward you is not one of condemnation, but of pity and compassion. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth those that fear him. It is interesting that the compassion of Jesus always led him to actions of mercy and grace. His compassion upon the leper led him to healing the man of his leprosy. His compassion for the man with an unclean spirit led him to deliver and set the man free from that unclean spirit. his compassion for the people who were like sheep without a shepherd was to take time and to teach them and to guide them into truth. His compassion for the multitude who were weak was to feed them. Notice that it was always the need in the person's life that moved Jesus to compassion and to act in their behalf. Had they not had that great need, it is quite possible that they would have never experienced the thrill of being touched by Jesus, and thus seeing the work of God in their lives. As Jesus himself said, "They that are whole need not the physician, but they that are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." It is the person who is truly needy and aware of their need that the Lord had compassion upon, mercy, the ones that he touched, the ones that he healed. Quite often, that weakness in our own life, that disfigurement, that defilement, the thing that we hate, the thing that we are complaining about, the thing that has kept us in defeat, that is the very thing that prompts the compassion of the Lord toward you. I find in every case where Jesus was moved with compassion that the people were drawn to Jesus. The leper came kneeling. The unclean man rushed, man with the unclean spirit rushed down and worshiped him. The multitude who were as sheep without a shepherd had run around the upper part of the Galilee to meet the little ship when it landed on the shore. And in this case that we have before us in the 8th chapter, the people so hungry. They had been 3 days without food to hear the gracious teaching of the Lord. Now, there are some of you who are here today because of tradition. It's Sunday, and it's just a part of Sunday tradition to go to church in the morning. Some of you are here today because of pressure. Some friend or relative has been on your case for a long time to go to church, and you finally succumb to the pressure this morning. You figure, well, you can probably stand it for one Sunday and maybe they'll get off your case if you come. So you're here and looking at your watch and hoping it'll soon be over so you can get back to your regular routine. In neither of those cases are you very apt to be touched by the Lord today, his touch of compassion, mercy, and love. But there are some of you here today who are very conscious of the need in your life, the weakness that is there, and you've been drawn. Your life seems to be empty. It seems to be without purpose. You've been forsaken. Maybe feeling alone, isolated from friends, from relatives. You didn't know where to turn. And way down deep inside, something said, well, why don't you go to church today? And you've been drawn by the Spirit to Jesus Christ. You are the ones that stir his heart. You stir his heart to compassion. You are the ones he wants to touch. You are the ones he wants to deliver. You are the ones he wants to restore to family, to friends. You are the one he wants to take by the hand and guide into a meaningful, fulfilling life. The Lord sees you today. He sees that need in your heart and in your life. He sees the weaknesses that are there. He sees the fact that you are fainting and failing. It moves his heart with compassion. He wants to feed you, strengthen you, help you today. And he will. He will. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you that you are so gracious, so merciful, so long-suffering, so compassionate. And Lord, you see us. You see us in our weakness. You see us, Lord, in our frustrations. You see us, Lord, in our infirmities. And you have compassion, and we thank you for that. Lord, we come to you today out of a sense of need. We've come this morning, Lord, to worship you, to kneel at your feet, and to seek your help and your strength, your guidance, your touch. Touch us this day, Lord. We receive now, Lord, your help, your strength, your deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen.